listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. This is Roy Masters, and here's a number looking for your suffering. What are you suffering with? I'm suffering from a lack of people calling me because I give good talks. I can speak to the computer, but the computer can't hear me. I want to speak to human beings who still also can't hear me. They can hear me saying, "You can't hear me." But you can hear me, yes, but you don't know what I mean. There's another word by hearing me. It's where I'm coming from, see, and where you ought to be coming from. And the difference between where I have come from and learned and discovered over the years, I'm almost 89, getting on for 90, and I look at myself in the various pictures they put up of me in the little discussions, and oh my God, I look terrible. But still, I'm still awake. I still have an awareness, and the awareness is bringing me closer to the fact there's a God, and He's in me. And what He's done, He's taken my anger away. In other words, He's giving me a different kind of energy to deal with the wrong kind of energy, which you think is the right kind of energy, which is called emotions. I'm getting ornery, aren't I? So perhaps I'd like to talk to you about the cancer of society, IDS, Identity Displacement Syndrome. That's about it. I could sit here and with a few notes, which I hate to use, but I'm getting old. And so, but I do need a little bit of help once in a while. But the best help that I can have for myself is you recognizing what I'm saying and say, "Whoopee, I never saw that before. Wow, it's that easy." You mean to say that's all I have to be is look, find out to be still? What's the meaning of be still? I know what that is now. Actually, in my later years, did I understand what I was doing without knowing why that I was doing was teaching people how to be still and know. And I ran across the Bible many times, enough times to be ready times, and noticed it and wondered what that meant. And all of a sudden, the intuition, the spirit of Paradise Lost, made me aware that I've been doing it. He says, in a manner of speaking, as if it was speaking to me, it speaks to me, or he speaks to me, a spirit of some kind, maybe himself, God, who knows? He says, you've been doing that all the time. I gave you that 7-minute meditation. And that's what he is saying to me. And haven't you noticed that you're not upset over these years and you have trial and tribulation and you don't move, you don't get upset, you upset people who try to upset you. And that is the kind of thing that was saying to me in a flash. See, God doesn't speak to you, or his spirit doesn't speak to you like people speak in long languages and try to explain. Oh, it's all like that. It's like that. And then you have to put all kinds of words to it, which I just did, didn't I? So I'm going to say a little bit more. If you go to the 7-minute meditation, it's free. There's the beginning of my legacy. It's free to everybody on earth. And it's doing some good. All I do, without giving you any spiritual advice, no spiritual advice, no verses and chapters, nothing to learn, just to show you where the yellow brick road is. Follow, 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 follow the yellow brick road. Oh, I can't do it very good. But it's a journey. And you have to get it right. It's a journey. But how do you go on the journey? You have to have intuition. Intuition is tuition from within. and there's a bright light shining through me, my eyes. But see, the light only shines in your eyes from the sun or whatever kind of lighting you have. But my light inside me is like a light. It gives me two things. It gives me to see through everything. I see that. I know how the universe is created. I know what's going on in that person's mind, and I can help him. And he gives me to see it. In a fraction of a second, I never have to plan anything. The problem comes, there's the answer right inside me right away, but I'm calm.
Meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
I've got my spirit back. I mean, I didn't lose it. I'm just getting old, and I had to see my oldness. And then I saw my oldness. I started to become youngness. So here I am again. I'm Roy Masters, and I have a little while left. And I have my legacy ready to go, so everybody on earth will get everything I have for free. And hopefully those who are benefited and have a little bit of money, send a little bit. That's all I ask. That's how I stay on air. But the beautiful thing that happened just on Sunday morning is the Sunday morning conversations. And I did a program about an hour and a half on Facebook. And I got 50,000 people so far watching it and loving it. Man, that's wonderful. That one, it's I'm alive again. I don't have to mumble into these computers, which I can do. I can talk to the computers and tell it how it works. Not really how it works, but how God works in people. But it isn't very pleasant. You know, but you can. But I don't want you to be like a computer. It just takes a lot of words and comes pays and does a lot of singing and it tells you this and tells you that. It's not alive, and most of you are not alive, and you don't know you're not alive. You don't know you're dead warmed up. And I think you get the corollary of that, the understanding of what I'm trying to say. You're lost. And every choice you make, I'll be better to my children than my mother was to me. You don't even know what that better is. You don't know. I'm going to be the best little mommy when I get older. When I become older, I'm not going to be like my mother. That little voice inside you, when you hate your mother, that little voice comes, and you really mean. The truth of it is, I don't want to make fun of this. But the kind of person I just imitated, you know, and made fun of, and lighthearted, I hope you take it that way, is she wants to be better than her mother. But she has a resentment towards her mother, and the resentment because her mother is either cruel and dad didn't get in the way, so she hates her father for not putting his foot down, which is the role of the father, but most men are too selfish. They want to make sure they get their sex and pleasure, so they go along and get along. And it's a call of appeasement, which is horrible, and women hate that. And on the other hand, when the man is addicted to it, like he's addicted to it and you're the pusher, he's going to push you around because you don't have anything to sell except your body. And so that's not good either. Then deep down inside, you're hating for him for it, then feeling guilty, giving it to him, and he gets worse. It emboldens him. And so what we're looking at is how the country and many countries in America It works the same way. I open the program by saying IDS in capital letters. Identity Displacement Syndrome. Cancer of society. What I just to talk to you about is the cancer of your household. You look to your wife, you nincompoop. Excuse the expression, I mean that in a nice way. I do that. I have to sort of amuse myself just a little bit and do a little things in a different way and not be so serious, if you know what I mean. But I just have a happiness, but it isn't happy. My happiness is not happy. It isn't anything. It's just I'm free. See, happiness means you need to be happy to be think you're free. You're free from your conscience. See? And the way you get to get rid of your conscience and your anxiety is to lose yourself in something that makes you happy. And the happiness it will kill you. You'll enjoy it for a while. You can be stupid and do this and do that and have sex and drink and drugs and take, you know, whatever it is. I've never seen it, never touched it. I've never seen any of that stuff, the leafy stuff. What's the name of the freaking leafy stuff everybody's selling? I can't remember. Marijuana. See, I can't. Listen, nobody has ever approached me. Can you believe that? Nobody ever approached me. Not ever once. But on the other hand, nobody has called me on my radio program and disagree with me. I know you can sit there and say, he's stupid. He's stupid. What's the matter with this guy? He's crazy. You know, and then I get people every now and then tweeting me, you know, go to hell, you this and that. No, it's horrible what they say. I don't. But the thing is, they're cowards. Cowards. And so there's something about being a man and a woman. There's something to be a man and a woman that is pure. And unless we purify our generations now, and hopefully with Facebook, reach the whole world. I have now, since last week, Saturday before, we're over a million people that listening to my help. In this case, it's cigarettes. If you go to the website, it's not a website, is it? I'm just giving the wrong names, aren't I? I'm an old-fashioned, you see. I just have to ask you what do I mean? Give me a word for it, because I don't know enough. I don't know how this is, but I don't know all about the magic that's around me. I don't care about that. That's not my thing. My thing is to use things around me to reach out to the world in a way Jesus could. Jesus couldn't do it, could he? I mean, it took years and years and years and years, thousands and thousands of years in suffering. But now the time is, you can see it all coming. This country is, as I said, IDS, Identity Displacement Syndrome, cancer of society. In other words, all your drugs suck. That's why we call you a sucker, because you suck. And what are you sucking in the woman? You're like Adam, sucking up what's in her, what she's into, or what's into her. And when I say into, means she's inherited it. Every woman inherits what spoke to Eve. Every woman has that. Every good woman knows there's something wrong, she needs a real man. But there aren't any, because Obama and all of his, all the presidents in the past that were left-wing, slowly but surely allowed us to become demoralized, and in glorifying, in killing their babies. You know, now you got to, what's the name of that leaf again? Marijuana. People can now plant it and sell it like it was food. And it's destroying. Music is crazy. Music is crazy. But crazy is what crazy does. Because people, young people walk around with music in their head all the time. And so never really is realizing that he's walking into a trap. He's walking into the darkness deeper and deeper. Because every high is a new low. Every high is a new low. What's the name of that disease, they call it? Not codependency. But one minute you're angry and next minute you're happy. Bipolar. Let's see, up the polar and by the polar. One minute a person's angry. And in his anger he feels strong. He may not be strong. And he may get a bashing, but he enjoys the anger because he feels that anger protects him. He is still a king because he has inner strength, but he can't do a damn thing with it, except shove it down or turn around and take it out on your kids and your wife. And then there's also, you're in your unhappiness, there is pleasures. And the reason why we had Obama is because the left are so smart, and you are not. They understand all the way you could, every person can become sick is to embolden the perversion that has been in this country for so many years. All you need is someone to love you as you are, and even the woman's love, loving you as you are, is going to suck the life out of you, or make you angry and make you codependent on their largesse. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, here we are again, here happy as I can be. Is there anybody that would disagree with me? Please call me, 800-866-8883. I would like two kinds of callers. One that wants to call me what he wants to call me and tell me I'm a fraud. It's something. I'll listen, and we can have a discussion. And I want to call, remind the person that calls not to be excited or fearful before he dial 800-866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday. It's Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. West Coast time. I don't do the second hour because I need more people, and I'm not going to sit here talking to machines. I'm hoping to catch, you know, I'm a fisherman of men and women. I'm a fisherman. And Jesus was a fisherman too. And I want you to hear my voice, where it's coming from. And it's not coming from the same place as you're coming from. Your voice comes from the mummy. Yes, you look for. If your wife doesn't give it to you, then you go to the drug. You go to the bar, and then there's ladies waiting for you, and they'll suck the life out of you. They will. You'll have a lot of fun. You have a lot of pleasure, and you walk away, and you find yourself getting angry with the prostitute. Yeah, angry. I want to tell you a little story. How about a little story and to show you the way you use sex? You've got to be very careful in its use or misuse. But misuse is called love. Therefore, in your mind, the more you get, the more you want. And that's wonderful. But it isn't wonderful, because every one of us has to find out. Every one of you has to find out that the more you love your wife, that's what you think is love. It isn't. But you love her because when you meet her and maybe before you're married, she's giving you nice feelings. It makes you feel like you're worth something. It makes you feel like you're somebody, and that you're not guilty anymore, and that you feel high. But every high is a new low. Did you hear that? Every high is a new low. Now, you can deal with the person that, what do they call it, the person that gives drugs and drugs as a name you give them. A drug pusher. Yeah, drug pusher. That's simple enough. So that what you're doing is, in your anxiety with a lady comes anxiety, because you've screwed the lady and she's screwed you. Would you excuse me the way I said that? She doesn't mean, no woman, not even a prostitute, really likes the sex. But the thrill she gets is to make him worse and laugh under her breast. Sucker, see, fool, and have the contempt. And that contempt for the lady that, you know, that does that thing. Now, she may have come from a terrible life, so I'm not making fun of her. It's a role she's playing. Everybody plays roles, see. And so I'm saying, when you have a wife, and you become addicted to her love. There's a piece of music, Addicted to Love, Addicted to Love. I remember the three ladies is making, I can't remember, I don't sing very well, as you might understand. But the point is, the lady that you marry, you cannot use her. You cannot abuse her. And if she's out of order and she's mean, there's a way of dealing with it. But you have to deal with yourself first. Because unless you know what to do first, you will fall into hell with your with your wife, and further on with the lady wherever it is, the drug place or the barmaid in the bar. See, so you are not going to win. There is no way back from hate and love. Love-hate relationship. So, but the love-hate relationships, it sounds like it's good, but it really isn't good. Love-hate is how you can control somebody. All I have to do is upset you. That's all. If I want to take control of you, all I have to do is upset you. Now, I cannot do that. It is impossible for me to do that which I said. Impossible. God has taken this emotion away, this power to hurt somebody, to fight back and deal with the person that's fighting back as a real, you know, fisticuffs. Even in my youth, when I didn't know what I had, and I don't want to sound like I'm bragging or anything like that, but I could take on a 250-pound man. I can remember where it is, and I just want to share something with you. And it's never in the military the same way. And this is how it looks, see. You dirty Jew, you are, okay. Yeah, I meet you outside. I was 17, 16, and a bigger guy. I said, I'm stronger than you think I am. He said, I'll wait for you. And so they waited downstairs, and several times, very similar to that when I was working in Gimbals and giving a diamond demonstration. I was 24. And same thing happened, so it happens twice. He says, I'm going to wait for you outside. You're Jewish, aren't you? Yes. I said, yes, I am. I'm a Christian now, if you want to know. Because the reason why I'm a Christian is because I love Jesus. I actually believe that he has come to do what he said he would do. And he's in me, or whatever spirit he demands to be in me to represent him and God. And I would say always the same thing, starting with my apprenticeship in a diamond cutting. So I was only 15, 16, but I had this. And so my friends would bet on me when they waited outside. And lo and behold, they're on the ground. Ambulance comes. And the guy's twice as strong as me. I don't know. I don't remember doing it. That's all there was. And in South Africa, a person was I won't go into this too much, but the principle, and I want you to know, it's hard to touch me. There may come a time, yes, but then I have to learn to deal with it without hating the hurter. That's magic. I'll talk to you about that later. And so it was called Tini Bosa, that Afrikaners hate Jewish people and blacks. And so I work there, he works there, and he's training for the Olympics, and he's about 260 pounds as wrestling and that sort of thing, and picking up weights. And he turned around and hit me on the face with his head, all of a sudden, just like that. And the reason why is because the day before, I said, let's be gentlemen, let's go to the gym. I'm only 150 pounds. But I threw him all over the place. But I was just fun. I was just playing with him. But I had no emotion. And so when we got in next day, and I was putting on my tunic, my, you know, white clothes, I was cutting diamonds. He turned around and put his hands around my neck and hit me in the nose. I was bleeding. But then in a minute, he was on the ground. And they had to pull me off. The thing is, there was no emotion, no fear, nothing. I actually don't know. If a piano was coming down from a high building and somebody would say, hey, I'm trying to make a point. Hey, there's a piano falling down. Oh, this is how it would seem. Instead of a reaction, this is how it would seem, just simple. Oh, I see. That's it. You move it to one side. It's like just, there is no shock. There's no emotional shock. It is something that's more speedy and more forceful, more powerful than the average person's trust in emotion. I have no emotions. I do not move with emotions. I am gifted as you will be. I'm going to talk to a lady in just a minute. I will deal with people no matter how big and how cruel. There's thousands and thousands of ways, trials and tribulation. Everything bad happens for good for those that love the Lord. In other words, you don't know what all the bad is made of, but you don't need to know what it is. You meet it and something doesn't let you get upset. It just doesn't do it. But it sends an energy, a field that is an antidote for the person who uses stress to get to you, to bully you. But I don't feel anything, but they do. They feel the upset because they can't upset me. See, I may have to go through all that, like Jesus did one day, who knows? But I have to learn not to hate the hurter. That's the key. That's the key. You don't have to always win. Your body can get rumbled and bumbled. But as long as you don't hate the hurter, you have magic. And God will love you. I want America to stay be like that. Because if you don't find what I found, you will lose your country. Thank you.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Because I was talking about IDS, Identity Displacement Syndrome, that cancer society, but you do get You we call people a sucker. And there's certainly truth to that. Because when a person is a sucker, actually it means he sucks on other people. But the point is, people are really like, what's the name of the Draculas? They're like Draculas. They frighten you into giving up something of yourself, servitude. Because you get upset and you see this big person and the energy of the gravity of the imprint of the gravity force. No, it's not a gravity force, is it? It is an emotional. It's an emotional. It's like electric force, the electricity it takes to get to you, listening to me thousands of miles away, carrying it. The energy carries a story. It carries a consequence. And if you react to it, there's so many consequences that are in that injection. In other words, that put it inside you because you react to it. No man can worship two masters, all right? No man can worship. So if you react to one, you cannot react to the other. If you respond to one, you can't react. And the whole idea is to keep you locked in to what we call be still and know. Be still, be loyal to the Creator, and He gives you protection, and He gives you the energy to be bold and frighten the frightener, because you have an antidote energy. I do not feel the energy that is coming from me. I don't feel anything, but the person who tries to upset me is upsetting me for a reason, because he's such a coward that even though I'm smaller than that person, much smaller, and they start to push me around or whatever it is, because it's a good way of making the point. He does so to see if I'm angry. If I'm angry, he says, I'll take care of that. He's going to be angry at me. See, I'm going to give him the power to hurt me. And I will be hurt. Is it because I'm afraid or big angry? If I'm afraid, it will work also. But if I'm nothing, no reaction. In other words, I don't have the power to stop it. It is a gift that just like it's a gift, if you like to call it a gift, to be a bully at everybody subject to you, just like that. And so, but I am not a bully. I'm an anti-bully. I do the opposite. The more you try to needle me, the calmer I get. The calmer I get, the more you get upset. And the more you get upset, the calmer I get. And so end up winning, if you like to use that term. I don't see it as a win, actually. But it's just the way of life. You can't get me, because my Father in heaven is in me. That's it. That's the way we need to. But you see, the opposite is the case with the Obamas of the world. They do. They are the bullies, and they learn to control you by giving you, appeasing all the worst in you, and bullying you into submission.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
By Jove, I had a person on the line and I couldn't stop talking. Here I am saying, call me. And somebody did. I said, just a minute, I'll be with you. And it wasn't a minute. But I need to say something. What did you get from this subject matter? I know some of you wouldn't get it because there'll be commercials in this. Hopefully not in some radio stations. And some radio stations carry it all the way through because I just can't be commercial. It doesn't go with commercial stuff. So the stations that have me are noble. The stations that have me on the air are noble. You know, because they recognize what I'm doing, and it's valuable, more valuable than the money they would get just for this little piece of art. Maybe once a week, who knows? All right, so where am I now? I have to have a little breaker here. I wanted to start talking to you. Maybe tomorrow I'll continue. I opened the program and I had something written on my screen. It was Identity Displacement Syndrome. I wrote that article maybe 35, 40 years ago. I haven't seen it since. I was playing with the computer. It popped up. And there's a lot to read, and I don't want to read it. But I want you to know that just as animals eat each other or suck each other's blood, see, just like animals eat each other, we're in the food chain. We eat chickens, and we eat fish, and we kill cows and eat them. But we don't eat each other, except, you know, in Borneo, they eat people. But they're not eating people because they're hungry. They're eating people because they think this, if they eat somebody, a hero on the other side, they will inherit his heroism. And so, you know, this is crazy, but it is crazy. But the point is, you're not going to get him. But we do, this is America, and look at the machinery we've got, look at the magic we have. There's a possibility that I can use this platform, especially Facebook. Go to Facebook and, you know, Roy Masters Facebook, and see in just, isn't Sunday morning, I went on the air with my son Alan, and he introduced me, and I spent an hour and a half, and I looked today, and 50,000 people liked it. 50,000 all over the world. What am I doing on radio? They would like to get to me. I'm going to find a way. We're going to find a way so they can. I can call them, and we can speak to each other. But look, here in America, here I am explaining something essential to your future. If you do not understand what I'm saying, your life will be lost to your wife. Your life, gentlemen, will be lost to all the women in your life. And they will go down with you. And because it's all bass backwards. In other words, listen to what the scripture says, and you may not understand it, but maybe you will when I'm finished with this. He says, because you have done this, so shall a man, what's left of him, so shall a man be bonded to the woman as one flesh. Right? That is, excuse the expression, bas equis. And that's what's coming, that's what you're born into. You have a father. You just listen to it. Men and women, have a father that is either a weasel? Hello, Mr. Weasel. Don't be afraid to look at your parent as an appeaser. And an appeaser, if you get as many appeasers as Obama is able to collect and embolden and collect even more. So you're ready for us now, because of your responding to the appeaser, or you're the appeaser. I must put it this way: as long as you're appeaser, you will need the blessing, or the love, or the feeling of what appears to give you something but takes away from true something, gives you what isn't true, and a servitude. In other words, you become addicted to love. You become addicted to love. You become addicted to love. Doesn't it? The music goes like that, doesn't it? If I could sing it better, maybe I get the point through better to you, because, you know, maybe you're more interested in, if you, I think I'd do it right, you might have more faith in me, which I wouldn't want anyway. But you see, addicted to love is not, is an addiction. It is exactly, but they're making a joke of it in the music, aren't they? And so what you're dealing with, gentlemen, stupid idiots that you are, or stupefied idiots that you are, if you want to go on thinking that love and sex is, or keeps you going, of course it will. But you don't realize, if you're successful, she will give you all the, she would, if she's that kind of person, she would actually take advantage of your need, no need for her, and she will give you all the sex you want. And actually enjoy giving it to her. But what she would be doing is taking your life away. Just like a mother does too much for her children. When she was a little girl, the mother was cruel. And I said early up in the program, every woman who is hurt by her mother is because of the failure of the father to put his foot down in a good way. But the point is, he doesn't have that. All he has is a need for the woman to give him sex or give him a hard time so he can be angry. And then and when he gets angry, he gets horny. That's right. Adam got horny. In the Garden of Eden, they weren't ashamed. Is that right? It's all the little key, all the little clues are there. And you don't see it. In the garden, he was naked, and he did not feel ashamed. And the minute he got, the minute she says, "But I didn't die," and he looks and he says, he gets seduced. But it's not her fault. Something spoke to her. Something called the spirit spoke to her. That spirit goes on through the women, every woman on earth. And it, but the good women want to be of, they don't know what it is. You may be a person who never read the Bible, but I'm telling you that's what it happens. The minute he took that fruit, and then he lied. "Did you eat this fruit?" As if God didn't know. "Hey, son, did you take the money on my mantelpiece, you know, outside of my bed?" "No, Daddy, I didn't do it. Donnie John made me do it." See, the minute that happens, how many of you make excuses? Every excuse means you've been had. Every excuse you make is a lie coming through you to excuse you, so you can go on being an excuser. Where are you going to go? Hell. What's coming up through her? Listen, all the problems of life are caused by men. I got to say it different. Women need men. And Obama knew all the people who brought this country down and called it freedom and called it the rights to kill babies, etc., etc., etc. Do I have to tell you? You see, all of the permission they give you, it emboldens the worst in you, and you love the person that loves you for weakness. He loves the wickedness and the perversity in you. And especially if he's a president, he will give you money and make you feel better than other people. He will give you money and you'll see him in a good light. So you have emotions like Hitler. Hitler had, it was said by Nazis, you've heard me say this before. Nazis say, if you see the Führer with emotion, you'll see him in his greatness. That's it. But the other side of that, innocence is the enemy. The innocence is the enemy. So the children will get you. Hey, woman, lady, you ever get upset with your kids? Have you ever get upset that they don't obey you? Because they can see that you're difficult, or you're not asking them, you're telling them. Johnny, would you please go down to the store and get mommy some milk? Can I do it a little bit, Mom? Can I do it a little bit? No, please, would you do it? No, I'm in the middle of something, Mom. You see that? But now it's not a question. Will you do it? It is, you will do it. Cover it up. And then, but the point is, you don't see what he sees. And he resentfully does what you said. And there begins his hate for women, or need for them. Because the woman that awakens you, remember I spoke about the Paradise Lost? And then they're in paradise, and they were naked and weren't shamed. No, they weren't mortals. There was different kinds of, they're the first pair, and there was no other pair like it. It's the only one that is the root of everything else, every kind of person, race, color, and breed. It's not any different. We're all the same. Well, we all got different powers, people over us, and giving us crazy, crazy and crazier, crazier ideas to which we give ourselves to these people. I mean, it's hundreds of thousands of different religions. Even Christianity has got God knows how many thousands of different versions. Then there mustn't be. There's only one. Only one. And we in America, if I was in Borneo, they'd eat me, so to speak. And right now, I can see the people on the left who love perversion, and they're loved. And how do they elect Obama? Because he's the redeemer. He redeems you from conscience and says he loves you as you are. And all you are worth is a vote. That's all you're worth, you stupid idiots. See? So the people on the left are not always stupid. They are in a chain gang of command. Doing unto others what was done unto you, you get rewarded. And then it fades off into living codependently, on the person who owns you. And you don't have a life. And just look at the world around you now. You give your life to feel better than you deserve. All right. So, maybe tomorrow. But you understand that Obama is poison. And he's just a little nothing, but he loves you as you are. In other words, the path that you've lived has been in use in the schools for many, many, many decades. And as the number of people, children are demoralized and awakened sexually too soon. Now I come back quickly, because I know I've got to make this point. Adam and Eve weren't ashamed of themselves, right? And the minute, I won't go into the details, but the minute he disobeyed and ate the fruit and then made an excuse, as if God walks in the garden, the scripture says he doesn't need to walk in the garden. But the point is, he makes a point. Did you eat the fruit like he did know? Is the only person, he's the beginning of the kind of men and women the whole world has, regardless of color, race, or creed. Same thing. And so I can talk to the whole world. And if I could be welcome to the whole world, which there's good people, every race and color and creed, we've proved it here. But we've also got bad people of every race and color and creed. But the good people are trying to find, they're doing the best they can. But the best is not good enough. You have to understand how the game is being played, because they are being used to accuse you of what they do. I was watching the program of the can't remember. See, my memory's not that great. The person who was being, I can't remember, what's his name? Oh, dear. Gostovich or something, can't remember. Cause it was, I watched it, and I'm listening to some music coming on. I'll try to get my sensibility together. What's his name? Can you remember his name? I should know it better than that. Yes, I had to be told there's a confirmation hearings. That's it. And I watched this very carefully. I watched the left. And each one had some writing to read from it. No one did it ad lib. But I was watching the people on the left. And they had a magnificent charge against him. You know, fearful. Putting a lot of fear. But giving it was such a remarkable a piece of work about a person who is not to be trustable, and you have to see it tonight. Don't forget to see it tonight, you know, then you'll see what it is. You have to see it to believe it, and you understand it. But you can see that they hate the good in that man. They hate it, see. And so they have discovered how to to memorize or put together a fake. I don't have to say fake, do I? Put together an opinion about him, negative. And when you hear them reading it, it actually represents a person who is really, you know, really rotten. And not to be trusted, and to make the point. But what they've done is very simple. Another version, a sophisticated version of doing unto others, or throwing it unto others, accusing others as you would have them. See? In other words, I'll try to say it differently. Because my memory is not that great sometimes. Sometimes come to a point where I get lost. See, I know when I'm lost. Accuse others. That's what I was doing. Accuse others of what you do. And in those little speeches applying to the nominee, it came across as accusing him for what they are. Brilliant. See. But that's how it works. And if you can recognize, if you can see that it's happening to somebody else, others may be doing it to you, accusing you, and your mother can do it, your father can do it, see. They can all do it to you and not realize they're doing it. And in the situation I discussed with the judge, these lefties actually felt self-righteous because what they are is being projected into the, can't find the word, help me. What's his name? You don't know either. That's right. All right. So you know who I'm talking about. He's our next Supreme Court Justice. Yes, thank you very much. I'm sorry about my memory sometimes. It does it does escape me, so please forgive me, but do you understand what I'm saying now? I know what it is to say, but the words don't come sometimes. And now, see, now, you have to understand that, that if you get upset, the whole idea is to accuse you of what they are in any way as possible, and the shock of that can actually cause you to play the role. Either you become angry and you do stupid things, and then you feel guilty when you're angry, and you start to appease because maybe you can find peace in appeasement, and there isn't any. And it will continue with our enemies outside the country. So, see, I'm back again. I appreciate my producer. And he just got me out of that little hole that I was in. But no big deal. You understand what I've said? I'll say it to you the last time. Gentlemen, understand when Adam was in paradise and they had no, didn't have any guilt, you see. They weren't ashamed. But when they took the fruit, the forbidden fruit, they changed over to a dark side of the force. And it comes through women, and it isn't their fault. Because social, there it goes, in the right, the future is set. Because the beauty of it is that you've been redeemed before you were born. Because when you come into the world, you come into the world with intuition. And that's the reason why you can recognize me, because you kind of muddied it up or lost it and went along with everybody and left behind what's still there waiting for you. As you, therefore, you should, if you do not become as a little child again, you can not enter the kingdom. You need to come back to that intuition that made you see that people were crazy all around you and there was injustice everywhere. And it got to you, and it got inside you. And you have to let, so forgive them, so honor your mother and fathers, because they didn't know what they're doing. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And so, again, I'm just saying it, I'm seeing the time going past quickly. And so you see, you were redeemed before you were born. It was there waiting for you, because you didn't do as Adam did. He didn't leave God. He left God, how can I say, he fell away and became subject to the woman, and the woman's subject with the dark side of the force. And those who control you understand how to work the dark side of the force to take your life away and your country away. I hope I've said it as best I can without having, I don't have any paper to write on, so I just lose it a little bit. Can you forgive me for that and support my program with whatever you can? Thank you very much. God bless you. I'm Roy Masters. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528, 800. And the Post Office Box 1000. Oh, dear. 800. I lost it. Let me see if I can remember the address of my own. We're actually changing over to a much more beautiful place. The post office box is 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. There it is. I'm too lost in what I was doing. And the phone number is 800-877-3227, 800-877-3227. And the program number is 800-866-8883. Oh, no, it isn't. 8958, sorry. I've made a few boo-boos, but this is not one. This is one of them, too. 8958. Thank you if you want a copy of this program. Thank you. God bless you.